everyone knows the Pentagon is in Washington. But did you know the city is home to an octagon as well? It may not be as big, but it does have more sides, and it has a very interesting story. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Can you tell if these vegetables are being contaminated with bacteria that could cause paralysis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods, like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ray Reinhart shares the story of one of the oldest homes in Washington, D.C.
It was built by one of the richest couples in the colonies, the Taylor family. They wanted to have a winter house in the capital, which they thought was originally going to be Philadelphia.
Of course, Washington became the capital instead. The Taylors wanted to make a big splash in the new city. They hired Dr. William Thornton, designer of the Capitol, to plan their home.
I think he had budgeted something along the line of $10,000, which doesn't sound like much, but in those days it really was a lot of money. It ended up costing approximately 3 times what he had planned.
The Taylors had slaves who helped run the house and acreage. They lived on the lowest floor of the 8-sided home, today known as the Octagon House.
When I say that the slaves and servants worked for the most part in the basement, you're going to think, oh, a dank, dark space. But it's not. The ceilings are at least 10 feet tall. There are windows everywhere, and there's lots of light.
That leads people to ask, why was it so nice downstairs?
It's because Thornton, the architect, was anti-slavery. He was not going to design a space that would be dehumanizing. Still don't want to be a slave, but this was his way through design of making a statement.
Thornton was an important figure in saving buildings in the city when the British came to burn them during the War of 1812. More of his story next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.